Zeftav discussed in the Sugya of Hov, Ishtri and Elzayim Lebeis, where the Gemara tells us the great Chiddush of Ula, that we're faced with a blatant difficulty, seemingly a contradiction. What happens in a case of a Metzora? Shachal Shmini Shalom Be'erev Pesach, in Ra Keri Bo Bayom. What exactly does that Metzora do? A Metzora is Mechusar Kippurim. Mechusar Kippurim is not allowed to enter the Azara, the built-in difficulty. In order for the Metzora to become Tahor, it is necessary that he enters the Azara, because it is necessary to have Matan Bahonos, and the Pasuk says that has to be Lifnei Hashem, Vayikru Yadalid, Pasuk Yadalid. So he has to enter the Azara, even though he's not allowed to go in to do so. So very, very simple, our Gemara says the following: he will not fully enter the Azara, he will only partially enter the Azara, he'll extend his limbs in order to be Metabel the Dam of the Ashem. Okay? The difficulty is as follows. Why is that a solution to partially enter? If one is going to argue that Bia B'Mikdash is Lo Shema Bia, that's not called entry, so we're fine. But Ula is of the opinion, Zvachin Daf Lamed Aleph from a base, that that's not true, that Bia B'Mikdash is Shema Bia, and therefore you're faced with this difficulty. In order to become Tahor, you must enter, and you cannot enter until you are Tahor. Obviously, the answer is Ishtari, typically speaking. A person's Mechusar Kippurim cannot enter the Machne Shmina, with a clear built-in exception of a Metzora who must enter the Machne Shmina in order to attain Tara. Okay, so clearly this is a Dabar HaYatza Min HaKlal. And Ula says the following, but yet, oh, the Ishtari. And therefore one could argue this would apply even to another case where, by definition, by essence, that's not true. For example, Ra Keri Bobayom. There is no built-in dispensation when it comes to one who is a Balkari. He was Tovah, but he's a Tfilyon. There's no built-in exception that a Tfilyon can go ahead and do, enter the Azara. But once indeed we're Matar because of Mechusar Kippurim, that Heter can expand and apply even to a Tfilyon as well. And that is a classic case of Hov Ishtri. And on that basis, the Gemara suggests that's the Habamina, Yibum, even when two brothers marry two sisters, if not for the Gzeres HaKasuv of Aleha. When you look in that very sugi in Zvachim Daf Lamed Beis, you find an astounding machlokas between Abai and Rava. Rabbi Yosef says the following: according to Ula, we have to invoke the principle of Hov Ishtri. So let me give you another example. Let's assume, for example, that Rov of Klal Yisrael are Tamei Mesim. If the Rov are Tamei, we don't say, you know what, wait until Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is the allowance for a Yachid who is Tamei. But if you think with the tzibur that is Tameh, you know what? The carbon is brought to Tuma, and that is the Sugi Yomadavav, Sanherim Yabay, is either Tuma Utra or Tuma Duchuya Bitzibur. What would happen if there is an additional Tuma as well? What would happen if Na'asuzavim? Now you have a twofold Tuma. Would we still say that the carbon is offered to Tuma, or do we say that's not true? In order to say yes, you have to argue, hold Ishtri. Whatever Heter will allow us to do so when it comes to Tuma A, that will apply to Tuma B, and therefore that applies even in the case of Nasu Zavim as well, and that is exactly what Rabbi Yosef suggests according to Ula. So a Nafkamina is not only in our case, but there is a Nafkamina when it comes to Ruban Tmei Mesim V'Nasu Zavim. And Abayi says, how can you compare? Bamed Ramamurim, when do you assume Hovi Shtori Ishtri? That's when it comes to Heterahu. That's when it comes to the Mitzvah. When it comes to the Mitzvah, we call that Heterahu. And then you can say Hov Ishtri. When it comes to the taste of Tuma Bitzibur, here, what do you mean? Abayi says Tuma is Duchuya Bitzibur, and therefore there is no Hov Ishtri when it comes to cases of Duchuya. Wow. So Hutra, yes, Duchuya, no. And Rava says Ipcha Misdabra. Rava says the opposite is true. If you're dealing with something which is Hetera, how can you invoke the principle of Hov Ishtri? If you have a case of a Kohen who is a Nazir, whose relative dies, you're going to say Hov Ishtri. And that would be so, so unusual that if the Nazir is Yisrael, he cannot be Matami the Krovim. But if he's a Kohen who is a Nazir, he has a twofold Kedusha. And such a says, yes, obviously that's not. Why don't you assume a Hov Ishtri? Because that is Ishtri, meaning in the sense of a davar yotzei min haklal. You cannot apply the principle of Hov Ishtri Ishtri b'chi ha-gavna, and that's what Rava says is true when it comes to the Mitzvara. That's heteru. Obviously, built into the dinim that a Mechusar Kippurim cannot enter the Azara, there's a clear exception of Taras HaMetzora, that we demand that indeed he enter the Azara. And if that really is true, if it's a Terahu, you cannot argue Hov Ishtri Ishtri. Precisely in cases, Rava says, wow, Avduchuya. That's when you assume, look, there is a problem, but there's a solution. There's an override. Once indeed there's an override, that's when you can assume the whole Vishtari Ishtri. That was an incredible machlokas we discussed at length. Abai and Rava is whole Vishtari Ishtri most mistaber in the cases of Hutra, in the cases of Duchuya, and here the Rashba in the Sugya Fastor, Kedushin Da'af, Chaf Aleph expands. If you have something where, by essence, by definition, the Yibum versus Eishas Af, there's certainly, no one is going to suggest that Yibum only allows Bi Rishon and does not allow Bi Ashniya. That only suggestion is Yivamos and Davchav, and you're talking about a case of an Amanim and an Eris in the Kohen Gadol, because that is working with an Esed Ochalosa say. Esed Ochalosa say, that's exactly what the Rashba writes. That's when we assume that, you know what? Einachinami, only Bi Rishon and not Bi Ashniya, because in Dechuyi, one cannot assume that that is true. In Pikuach Nefesh, wow, a further Chiddush of Rashba, Pikuach Nefesh is Dechuyah, and therefore there's no concept of Hov Ishtri Ishtri when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, that which is necessary for the Chola that you do, but beyond that, absolutely not. And now a Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel when it comes to the Sugya Yifastoar, because Yifastoar, the Rashba writes, I understand that, you know what, I would say that that falls somewhat in between. If you're looking in terms of this, the heter of the pasuk, is that blatant? Is that explicit? Is that a davra mafurish b'kra? And if something is absolutely mafurish b'kra, for example, the existence of shatnez and big day guna, the netiyah is to assume that's something which is hutshura, davra yotza min haklal. Does that apply to Yifas Torah? The answer is absolutely yes. That's what Yifas Torah is. Yifas Torah is a situation where this would otherwise be an avera, but hold ishtri. The Torah indeed says it's mutter. So of course Rav is right. Then assume hold ishtri. We should allow this when it comes to a Kohen as well, even when it comes to Biashnia. Oh no, but maybe not. After all, there's a marked difference in these other cases where we say there's a matir. It's a mitzvah Rabbah, which indeed is matir. Well, that's reminiscent of that Rabbi Chanan and Siman Tes, that if you hold like Rabbi Yishmael, that lo yitama is only reshus, it's not a mitzvah. So how is it matir then to maskonim, b'makom krovim? What was the answer? That's not a heter. That's Rashi Davchav. That's considered to be a davar yotza min haklal. Here, it is true that the Torah is being matir, what otherwise would be in Isser. After all, such a maisa bia bifarhesia, that clearly would be. In fact, you know, we've always been discussing the shita of the Bali Atosos. You know what Rashi's shita is? Kedushin Av Chafala from a base. That Bir Rishon is only La'achar Gerus. Rov Rishonim assume in the case of Yifas Toar, Bir Rishon is B'shas Mochama. That's something that you would never be allowed to do. That's a heter. Hold Ishtar Ishtri. The Sheet of Rashi is something which is astounding. We don't allow anything B'shas Mochama. The Bir Rishon only takes place after you follow the prescription that the Torah mentions. La'achar Kol Hamasim. To say the word, la'achar gerus, that's something which is stunning, no? Tosus is bothered on that very daf, that, what do you mean, hold ishtri? What's the hold ishtri? That Yisrael is allowed to marry a gioris? That's the hold ishtri? What's the whole heter yifas toar if bir yishon is only allowed la'achar gerus? And why would one think if it's mutter for Yisrael, it's mutter for a kohen? If a Yisrael can marry a Gioris, a Kohen can marry a Gioris, there's no Isser. And how can you assume the whole of Ishtri? That's very unclear. According to Rashi, what indeed is considered to be the Heter? Poshim Shat Rashi is the following. You know what? Something which is stunning. And that is, you know what the Chiddush of Yifas Toar is? This is not a typical Gerus. Where a woman is Mugayeres Kedasu Kedin. And you know what? Now she has the Kedushas Yisrael. This is a very, very different process. Otherwise, this would not even be recognized as Gerus. Wow, that's the Chiddush of Rashi. The whole parsha that the Torah describes of this quasi, the semi-Gerus, that is the Chiddush Akra. Wow, that's Rashi Shita. It's not the Birishona. The Birishona is la'achar Gerus. But to argue that once you undergo this process, now, you know what? Will treat her similar to a Basi. That's an amazing machlokas. When you see the parsha of Yifas Tohar does all those things the Torah says. Is it really true that she has a full Kedushas Yisrael? If it's a full Geirus, the answer should be absolutely yes. If not, then not. Wow. The Torah says that, sometimes what's going to happen? She's going to go through the whole process. And after that's done, she's going to return to her family. The Ramban has a suffix. Is that all you did get? Or is that not all you did get? No? Does relationship with Yifas Tohar require a get? That's not just a study. No? Today is in Ramban. Yeah, Poshe Pshat, that's the Rashi and Tosus. If you assume it's a full Geirus, well, of course. A person divorces a Geirus, you require a get. If you're going to tell me that, that this is not an actual Geirus, this is not typical Geirus at all, and maybe the Geirus of Yifas Tohar really is incomplete, she really doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. Oh, that's part of the Heter Hakra, that this is a B.S. Heter, even though the Geirus is incomplete. You can understand, okay, Geirus is incomplete, now there's a Heter B. Is that Ishus? Is that Ishus that requires a get? Well, that's a suffix in the Ramban, the very beginning of Parshas Ki Seitzei. But that's something which is stunning. However, one thing is clear. You're going to tell me the Heter is Mufurish Bekra. Do this, and then it's Mutter. A mitzvah rabba, not a mitzvah rabba. This is an allowance. This is an accommodation. This is lo dibra Torah ela keneged yesahara. Oh, that's the question. So that which is mefurish b'kra, but outside the niskeris of mitzvah, do you still say hovi shtar yishtrei? Or do we say, lo dibra Torah yesahara when you're dealing with this iser, but not necessarily when you're dealing with multiple iser? That's my focus between Rav and Shmuel. So one model that you have of the whole history is our Gemara, where that the Tzarek Taras HaMetzorah, the Tzarek Mitzvah, we allow the Mitzvah to be Matur multiple Yisurim. And then, in Yifas Tohar, you can have another model, that which is absolutely Mefurish B'Kra, but not the Miskeris of Mitzvah. And that's my focus between Rav and Shmuel. And then you have an unusual Gemara, Menachos Daf Memhei, that discusses the whole history when it comes to the cases of Kohanim and Machalos Asuros. And that sounds to be the most overreaching case of all of history. Here the Gemara discusses the following, that in Parshas Emor, the Torah describes the Kedusha of the Kohen. Okay? He's a Kohen, do not dare me matam of the mace, that's good. You're a Kohen, be careful. And that was striking because that is not unique to Kohen, that's shared by Yisraelim as well. And when you look in the Haftorah, Parshas Emor, Yechezkel Mem Dalet. You're a Kohen. Kol Nevelu Utrefa Min HaBehem Min HaOf Lo Yochlo HaKohenim. The Gemara is very bothered. Menachos Daf Mem Hei. Obvious. You think because you're a Kohen you can consume Machalos Asuros? And the Habamin is warm. Why would you think that if you have a Tosefes Kedusha, you could be less Zohir? Why would that be true? So the Gemara says the following. Because of all history. After all, we obviously allow Achila al yedei Malika lekohanim, and Malika, that's not a heter shlita. So why exactly is that true? The answer is that apparently we're going to argue ishtri, and now we're going to say a whole ishtri that a kohen who in the miskeres of kodshim can partake of that was nishran al yedei Malika, the Malika sa'ov, he can eat nevelos shalomi miskeres hamitzvah. He can eat nevelos in the street. How would you assume that that's true? You take a look at Harsug, you understand very well, no? We're talking about a knis la'azara, which is done letzorech mitzvah, but the same maisa echa, the same act of knis la'azara, here involves an additional iser. So can I say hovi shirin ishtri? Would one really argue as follows? That since in the case of mitzorah, we allow mechusar to be connected to the azara, so therefore, a mechusar Kippurim can enter the Azara. Shalom Makam Tara. Of course, that's a Havamina. The Havamina is only when you're doing it in the Mizgera Satara, but Maisa Echa, there's an additional Isser. Would anyone think, why don't you run with Ov Yishtarish and argue as follows, that there is no Isser, Mechusar Kippurim, entering the Azara, because Ov Yishtarish, if you can do it, B'makam Mitzara, you can do it B'chol Makam. Obviously not. Isn't that exactly the sugi menachos daf memhei? That if indeed the miskeres avoda, so achila is mutter, even if it was nishchan ayide malika, so the same thing is true in general. And that's why you need a pasuk to say, no, that's not true. How can one assume that that's true? So Rabbi Yochanan writes the Chiddush, and that is, this is not the typical case of Hov Yishtri Yishtri. Hov Yishtri Yishtri, Mimaisa Lamaisa, Mimaisa Lamaisa. Whatever is mutter the Miskeres HaMitzvah is mutter Shalom HaMakom Mitzvah. Pikuach Nefesh, one is allowed to Mechal HaShabbos. So Hov Yishtri Yishtri, you can Mechal HaShabbos. Shalom HaMakom Pikuach Nefesh. Why wouldn't I argue that's true? And the answer is as follows. That you have to understand the Gemara very, very differently, and the answer is two words. Memashka Yisrael. Ooh, the Pasuk in Yechezkel. The next parak. No? Earlier that was Mandala. This is Memhei. No? Memashka Yisrael. What does Memashka Yisrael mean? It doesn't just simply mean that, you know, that which is used for the Kabbalah should be the most choice, the most succulent. Memashka Yisrael. Memashka Yisrael means three words. You know what? Min hamutter beficha. Min hamutter beficha. If you're going to go ahead and take something which is al hamizbeach, you know what? Min hamutter bebicha. That's the siman achas da'afei, and the Gemara is bothered by the following. If you have a mincha sa'oma where the kmitza was done, shelo lishma, you know what? That's not going to be matir d'isr chadash. But nonetheless, it's a mincha k'sheira. L'may nafkamini, that's a mincha k'sheira, because shiareha, eventually ne'achalim. You can go ahead and how can I consume now? No, not now. Tavi mincha cheres. When you go ahead and offer the other mincha, because this mincha didn't do its function, this mincha was supposed to be matzah this Rav Chodesh, but it's not because kamtsa shelo lishma. It requires that you have to go ahead and do another act of. Yeah, but why is that mutter? Why is that mutter? If as of yet there was no heter chodesh, that means that which was al hamizbeach is aser. So you know the Gemara says, an unusual teretz, a difficult teretz. The Gemara says, this is a case of mechusel zman lebo bayom. What exactly does that mean? You know what? We're going to solve that problem immediately. Mechusel zman usually means that the iser is something which is premature, but here the psul is not mechusel zman. Here, what's the psul? Shelo lishma. Shelo lishma. No, that's such a chiddush of applying this principle of ein mechusel zman lebo bayom. Mechus Zman Bo Yom is a lumdus as follows. If I say the Zman has not yet arrived, but the day has arrived, in such a case, can I argue that, you know what, that technically is not called Mechus Zman. Mechus Zman is a technical Hagdara when you're dealing with the Zman, which is Oser, a Zman, which is Matir. Here we're not talking about a Zman, which is Matir. No, we're talking about a Psul of Kamitza Shelo Lishma. And the Gemara says, you know what, since in close succession, you can do a new kamitza lishma of another mincha. So therefore, you know what? It's going to be mutter very, very soon. So there, you know what? I'm not going to treat it as machalos asuros. That's a very great chiddush. Now, why do we call it mechusel zman? Not for us. Take a look at the Kiddush Yaakov, for example. That's sugya menachas daf. Hey, you know what is for us? Black and white in the Gemara. That, you know what? You cannot go and have that which is Gabi Amizveach, that is not Mamashki Yisrael, that is Nesa. So I would have said that even if the Mincha is not a Mincha Psula, but if it's not Matir, and therefore the Tvua is Chadasha, and therefore Tvua Chadasha is Asura. So in such a case, no good, it's Nesa. Wow. That, Rabbi Yochanan writes, is the background. The background is as follows. If this really is true, that a Kohen is forbidden to eat Mevela and Treifa, you know what I would argue? That means that the Miskeres Avoda, there's a Mitzvah Sachila for that which is Nesar. That flies in the face of Yechezkel Memhei, Memashki Yisrael, Menamut Vaticha. Elamai, but the Kohen does eat Ayyadei Malika. Oh, so I'll tell you two possibilities. Maybe one could say, that is the exception. You know what? Here, Malika's come about the Shrita. And this is an exceptional case that this is the Heter Shrita. Or I can tell you the following, something incredible. You know what? Maybe you're right. This is a very fundamental issue of Mashke Yisrael. It's impossible to imagine that the Miskeres Havod, there would be Achila, that which is typically Aser, and therefore this is an indicator, a Rai Muchachas, that there's no Isra of Nevel or Trefa for Kohanim. Not with Hov Ishtri Ishtri. Faced with the obstacle of Mashke Yisrael, so therefore, one possibility would be is that, you know what, this is exceptional. In other words, in this Miskeres, we view the Malika as though it was a Maisa Shechita. Or maybe I could argue, no, that's not true, but you know what? The reason it's not a violation of Ashki Yisrael is because this is Menamuta Baticha. Oh, so since the Torah allows Malika, that is an indicator that it allows Achilas Nevela. Not a holy Shari Ishtri. Well, but here, it's a Rai Muchachas. Oh, so that's what the Pasuk goes out and says, that is not true, that is not true. There is no possibility of understanding that in this light. After all, Yuchla HaKohanim, and therefore, no, clearly, B'chi HaGavna, that is considered to be covered, included in the Heter Shechita itself. Wow, so those are different forms. Did you have the case of all Ishtri Ishtri? Rabbi Chanan pointed out, if you have something which is literally Yatzem and HaKlal, there's no Isser, there's no possibility of all Ishtri Ishtri. Isn't that obvious in the sense of the case of a Kohen who's a Nazir, or Chelev of a Chaya? If there is no Isser, there is no Isser. What do you mean, Holy Shtari Ishtari? If you're beginning with Dvar Mamutarim, where do you see that there's a Matir? And therefore, you cannot extend. So I'll just tell you the following Chiddush, we mentioned this quickly, and that is the Tosus, and that's Sugi Zvachim Daf Lamed Beis, right? That's Mufurish in our Gemara. That's Mufurish in our Gemara. Wow, wow. Because our Gemara says the following. If you have the case of this Mitzorah, Shechal Shmini Shabalios Be'eretz, and we're talking about a case of Ra Keri Miba Oyom. You know what? So this person is a Tfilyom, is a Tfilyom. Guess what? Don't worry about it. Just proceed. Just proceed. Why? Yavo Esesh Shesh Bokaris, Karim Pesach, Met Beido Chadese, Shein Bokaris, Ein Bokaris. Why do you have to come on to that principle? Why do you have to come on to this principle? That let, the Esesh Shesh Bokaris, and as we're going to see, Tosus is going to say, that's not such a simple cloud. That's not a milsa de psika. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. What do you have to come onto such a cloud for? What do you have to come on such a cloud? Why not just simply say the following? Whole history, history. Whole history, history. How do you know to have another cloud? This great cloud. How do you know? How do you know? Well, clearly, because we love the Tfilyot. You allow the Tfilyom because of Hovi Shri Shri. So how do you know to formulate this other principle of Yavo Esei Shvokares, and that can over an Esei Shein Bokares? How do you know? How do you know that that's true? Oh, so I'll tell you how you know it's true. Because you know what? You have a case of a Tfilyom. A Tfilyom is Osir B'machan Leviyah. A Tfilyom is Osir B'machan Leviyah. He's going to go now on Harabayis. Ooh, how is he allowed to go on Harabayis? You know what the answer must be? Yabo Esi Shesh Bokaris, Yidche Esi Shein Bokaris. The Esi Shesh Bokaris is going to be Dochi Shalchem and Amachana. Wait, why not Hovi Shari Yishtari? A Metzorah is also going to go. No, you know what the answer is? A Metzorah B'Shmini Shlo is Mechusar Kippurim. A Metzorah B'Shmini Shlo is not Osir Baharabayis. A Metzorah B'Shmini Shlo is only Osir B'Machana Shechina B'Azara. So the fact that the Metzorah is on Har Habayis, the Shmini Shalah, is not an Isser. It's not an Isser. The Isser is going to be the next step of the Matan Nahonos. But the Knis Har Habayis is not, and if something is not an Isser, you certainly can't apply the principle of Hovish Rav Yishtari. The fact that a Mechusar Kippurim goes on Har Habayis, that's Mutter. The fact that a Tfilyom goes on Har Habayis, that's a result of Dechia. Oh, so the Gemara cannot say this problem is solved because of Hovi Shtari Yishtari. That's exactly what our Gemara has to say, that no, we're going to solve the problem of a Tfilyom entering Har Habayis because Yavo Esei Shbokaris Yidche Esei Shein Bokaris. That's exactly the Lamdus. That Lamdus that Rabbi Chanan points out. You know what? Tosus writes, Zachim Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. That's Mefurish in our Gemara. That's Mefurish in our Gemara. So you can't apply Hovi Shtari Yishtari in a Davar Yotzeh Min HaKlal, and you can't apply Hovi Shtari Yishtari according to Abai in a case of Dechuya. That's what the Ravid writes on Tamid. The Ravid writes in Maseches Tamid. The Maseches Tamid is on Daf Lamed Aleph from the Beis, where the Pirush Ravid is on the bottom of the Daf. The Ravid writes the following, that you know what, that there's no halacha of Hovi Shtari Yishtari when it comes to cases of Dechuya. So in the extremes, either a Davar Yotzeh Min HaKlal, like a case, wow, of a Mechusar Kippurim and Har Habayis, or in a case of Dechuya, there is no possibility, only in cases of Hutra, only in cases of Hutra. Wow. This principle that the Gemara says you have to formulate, Mutav Shavuese Sheish Bokaris Yilchese Shein Bokaris. This principle, now we saw this as well, Psachim Dav Nuntes, that we're going to tell the Kohen to accept the carbon of this Mechusar Kippurim on Erev Pesach, even though it was after the Korban Tamar Shabbat Arba'im, and that should be a violation of the Esed Ashlam. What? So Tosus writes the following, you should realize this is true at times. Sometimes. But Tosus writes, Ein zem milsa de psika. It's not always true. And sometimes, you know what? I'll tell you an extreme in the other direction. Sometimes, you know what I'm going to tell you? That even if something is an Isser Drabanan, an Esei Sheish Bokaris is incapable of being Doche in Isser Drabanan. Wow. Our Gemara says an Esei Sheish Bokaris can be Doche in Esei Shein Bokaris. But there are some times, Tosu says, that we're going to argue that is not true at all, that a Yesei Sheish Bokaris is incapable of being Doche even in Isser Drabanan as well. Where do you see that? So Tosu says, Psachim Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph, the three examples of Rava, Orel, Hazah, Ve'Izmo. In those cases, an Issur Drabanan is going to put out the stops. No, you cannot proceed, even if what's at stake is an Esei Sheish Bokaris. So, for example, something stunning. No, a person is an Orel. What exactly does that mean? A person who is Megayer and Erev Pesach. A person is Megayer and Erev Pesach. Wonderful. He was Megayer. He's a Jew. Okay, quick, you know? Wow. It's Erev Pesach. Now let's start fulfilling the mitzvahs. Korban Pesach. No. Beis Hillel says the following. Geirus haporish min ha'arla keporish min ha'kever. That's the phrase of Ula. Porish min ha'arla is like porish min ha'kever. You know what that means? That means that somebody now who his status of an Arla came to an end. He separated himself from the Arla. Gerus. He's like a person who separates him from a kever. Meaning what? Just because you separate yourself from a kever does not mean that you're Tahar. And therefore, the Tumah continues. So too, that a person who's Parish Min Arla, meaning Gerus, Mishmegar Be'er Pesach. No. Nidche Lepesach Sheni. As opposed to offering it now. Wow. How is that? Stunning, no? Well, the Gemara says the following, Gzera, because Shema Yitzna L'Shana Haba. Maybe next year he's going to be Tamei in Erev Pesach. Okay, I'll be Tamei in Erev Pesach. Oh, V'yomar is to say the following. You know what I did last year, part of my Gerus? I was Tovel, and then I did the Mitzvah of Pesach. So I'm Tamei now, I'll be Tovel, and I'll do the Mitzvah of Pesach. You're going to be Tovel and do the Mitzvah of Pesach? You're Tovel, you're a Tulyon. You're too young. You need to have a Shemesh. Yeah, but he's going to remember, last year, once I was Tovel, I'm okay, I'm good to go. Once I'm Tovel, that's it. Now, no restrictions, because the Tefillah was Batorah's Gerus. And if you're Tovel as a Ger, now you're Ben, you don't need Herav Shemesh. No? A person's Megayer, has Tefillah by Yom, and I'm going to say, fine, okay, you know, wait till tonight. Tonight you'll be Jewish. No. You're Jewish immediately. But in Tumah, there's a concept of Herav Shemesh. So the Gemara says something stunning, you know? Gzeres Shem Yitla Shanaba. Wow. And I'll say that after all that Milo Tavalti Vachalti, you know what I did last year? I was Tov and I ate. You know what? I'll think you can do the same thing. And that's not true at all. Wow. That's a stunning case where B'makom Pesach. In Esei Shvokaris, we're saying, no, there's an obstacle. An insurmountable obstacle that requires you wait until Pesach Sheni. You know what that obstacle is? In Issa Drabba. Gzera. Wow. So Tosa says, realize. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Well, we discussed. Now you go through Masechus Beitza, you have opposite applications. Sometimes the Gemara works with the following Svara. The more chamor something is, the more need to be machmer. Very misdaber? No? We're more machmer on Shabbos than on Yom Tov. And sometimes the Gemara says literally the opposite. The more chamor something is, the less there's a need to be machmer. The more kal something is, the more need to be machmer. You know what that means? Asu chizuk l'divrayim. When something is not that chamor, whoa, that's where indeed it was necessary too. And that was many sugyas maseches beitza. No, daf beis, daf chav dalet, daf yurches. No, like, what do you, you know, Pashup Shad is masu hadar l'chachamim. Masu hadar l'chachamim. Sometimes the chachamim, something is so chamor, there's no need to build in our chakas. in something because, relatively speaking, it is not as chomer. There's a need to build in our chatos. People naturally distance themselves from Chilul Shabbos, but people more lax when it comes to Chol Yom Tov. That's the Gemara base on that base. So maybe it's not so surprising that sometimes we're machmer on Yom Tov than we are on Shabbos. Not midaraisa, midrabanan, midrabanan. Maybe that makes sense. The Tosus and base on that Chav Dalad base. You know what? Everybody knows. You can't ask a Jew to do Mechalo Shabbos. But everybody thinks there's so many conditions you can ask a guy to do Mechalo Shabbos. No? People can even go to a hotel for Shabbos. There's a guy running on all the aisles. No? Did you notice that? No? there's a person that was, he advertised, I'm the Shabbos guy. You need anything? I'm the Shabbos guy. You need anything? No, he was going from floor to floor. You were too busy learning in the Baldic, but he was going to floor to floor. Do you need anything? So sometimes that's mutter. You know, you have to know exactly who, what, when. No? What, when? Tosa says people are so lenient when it comes to Amir Lakum. You know what we're going to do? Bichdei she yasu. We're going to slap a chumrah on Amir Lakum that wouldn't even apply to a Yisrael who's Mechal HaShabbos. And that is, it's usur even on Motzei Shabbos. And you have to build in the time. Rosh Hashita. If you have to build in the time for Amir Lakum, of course you have to build in the time for Yisrael's Mechal HaShabbos. You can't be nene from Chil Shabbos. If that applies to a guy who does Mach Abad Yisrael, of course it applies to Yisrael does Mach. And Tosa says no. You know, this was a Knast Rabban of Deshiyosu in cases where people have a tendency of being incredibly mekel shalokedin. Sometimes you're going to have chumras because of us as Zuzuleba. So really incredible. Now, our Gemara says you have neshesh bakares, that's going to override. And the Gemara Pesachim says, you know what? Sometimes you can have an issur drabanan that, you know what, we are going to put on all the brakes and say, don't even fill a mitzvah. So that's one case. That's one case. Incredible. Ariel. Oh, another case. Hazah. What was the other case of Rava? A person, for example, is tummy mace. And today is day 7. Today is Erev Pesach. So do the Hazah Shvi. No. Guess what? It's Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shamas. You're not allowed to have Hazah on Shabbos. Why not? What's wrong with that? What's unbelievable? No? You've heard of this Gezerah. Maybe you didn't know Pesach about Sunday Vase, but you've heard of this. No? If somebody's going to ask you, Vamasat Sadi, no? What happens when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos? What happens when Sukkot falls on Shabbos? No shofar, no lulav. A Gezerah Derabba. Shema Yavren Adalas with Shusarabbos. I'll tell you something stunning. We have the Gezerah Derabba in three places. No? On lulav, and shofar, Megillah. Guess what? No, that's wrong. There's a fourth place. No? Sakim Davtzani Beis. We don't do Hazah in Mikdash because Shema Yavirenu. That's stunning. Shema Yavirenu. And therefore, you know what we're going to say? Even though we could see to it that you would be tar to partake of Karban Pesach, but if that means doing Hazah on Shabbos, and Hazah on Shabbos is also because of Shema Yavirenu, wow. So therefore, Hemidu chachamim divrehem b'makom kares. That's our Tosus, no? Sometimes the opposite. Oh, what about the following? Bris Milan Shabbos. Yeah, Bris Milan, which is an essay, sheishbo kares. You know what? Rabbi Eliezer Shita is Shabbos daf kuflam and machshire mila. Is doches haShabbos. We assume that's natural, only the mila itself. What about the following? So I know I can't be machalo Shabbos darais. In order to go ahead and to perform Bris Milah on Shabbos, that's clear. So you know what? All of a sudden you wake up, and the baby is here, the knife is here. There's no way you can violate Nisr Hotzah by carrying the knife in order to the Bris Milah. Okay? What happens if it's not Hotzah Daraisa? What happens if it's Deragagos, Derakarpipos, Derachazeros? What happens if it would involve Hotzah Derabanan? You know what the answer is? No way. Shabbos Av Kuf Lamed. We're not going to involve to violate Hotzah Derabanan. Even in b'makom mila, in the lengthy discussion Ramban Shabbos Kuflamin Amar Aleph, what about Al Yedei Akum? Mefurish in Gemara, I cannot violate an Isra Otzad Rabbanan to facilitate a mila bizmana on Shabbos. Yeah, but what about Amir Lakum? And there are three shittas. Now, maybe the answer is absolutely not. Maybe the answer is absolutely yes. Or maybe the answer is it depends. If it's Hotzah Derabanan, Ayideyakum is a Shus to Shus. And that's Mutter Makom Mitzvah. But if you're talking about real Hotzah Daraisa, then absolutely not. You need a shvus to shvus. Mutter, aser, or it's only mutter, b'makom, shvus to shvus, that's pretty heavy. And then the Ramban even has another consideration. Can I possibly argue that milah would be different than a typical mitzvah? Because a typical mitzvah is not necessarily Doche Shabbos. So maybe I can't buy that he's surid from Doche Shabbos. But if milah is Doche Shabbos, maybe milah should be viewed differently in terms of amira la'akum l'tzarech milah on Shabbos. Wow, those are the moving parts that indeed the Ramban has. Tosa says, what's the tzara shava shavahem? All these cases that, you know what, these are isure drabanan, where hemidu chachamim divrehem b'makom kares. Therefore, Tosa says, you know what, you have a gemara here that says, when you do kinesse sheish for kares, you know what, that is a very pervasive heter. Tosa says the following, ein ze milsa tepsika. Not always. Masa hadavar lechachamim. Masa lechachamim. That case of Hazah is a pretty fascinating one, because that's where the Gemara says, no, we're not going to allow Hazah of the Mechatos on Shabbos, because we're concerned it may result in the Isra of Hotzah, Shema, Yarvada Asbushusarabi. Wow. There is a Ritva. Take a look, Sukkadaf Mem Gimel Amar Aleph. The Ritva is bothered by the following. Bris Mila is Doche Shabbos. Why isn't there a Gzeira Derabba? Why isn't there a Gzeira Derabba? If we allow Mila on Shabbos, maybe I should be concerned in the course of performance of the Bris Mila. You know, Shema Yavar Naros Rosh Hashanah. That's the Kash L'Ritva. There's a Gzeira Derabba when it comes to Shofar. There's a Gzeira Derabba when it comes to Lulav. When it comes to Kriya Samagila. Why not when it comes to Mila? Oh, so the Ritva quotes the teretz of the Ran. Aran Rosh Hashanah Dav Ches Samar Aleph Ndap Yarif, where the Ran writes, you know what? You know what Gzeir Drabba means? You have a mitzvah that all the B'nai Yisrael is obligated to perform. You know what will likely happen? If everyone is obligated to do this mitzvah, you know, there are going to be a handful of people that may end up doing so inappropriately. You have to be concerned. We're going to go ahead and tell people to be no to Dalit Minim on Shabbos. Don't be surprised if people start carrying the Lulav and Esther. If I have to be no to Lulav and Esther, how am I supposed to get it to shul? So I have to carry. You know what the Ran writes? That's true when it's Ischal on the Hamonam. But if you're dealing with Mila B'Shabbos is a select few. If you have a mitzvah that a select few, a small group of people are obligated in, and everyone else is going to be able to be a shomer, you know? And they're going to be able to remind them, you know what? No. If everybody is in the same boat, we're obligated to, so then you know what? So that's a problem. You know, it will probably end up being that some people Mechal Shabbos. But if you have something which is selected, it's not true. You know what the Ritva writes? That's the terrace of the Ran. It's against this. There's a fourth case of Shamir Avienu, and that's Hazah. Hazah is universal. Hazah is L'chul Yama. Hazah is a select few in Mikdash. A case where Chal Shvishlo B'Shabbos. That is not a universal, and therefore, it's still aser. Hamid of Divrayhem. Wow. So the Ritva writes the following, that Ran, he thinks it's mafurish against this. But Makam Hazah, of course. There's a Gzer Derabba. The Ran deals with this kasha. The Ran writes the following. Now, Nihi Dein HaKol Trudim BaHazah. It's true. Not everyone on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos is Tarag with Hazah. That's a tiny, tiny percentage. But Kulam Trud B'Pisayim. Yeah, but people are not sitting around and doing nothing. Everybody is Tarag with. Vasiyas HaKarban. So therefore, V'lo Mikrule. So you're not going to have a situation where everybody's going to be Shomim. You're right. They're not preoccupied with Hazah, but they are so heavily involved with the mitzvah sayom that that's comparable to everyone being involved in a mitzvah that is not going to be able to serve appropriately as shomrim. So that's the sheet of the Ran. But if that would not be the case, that you know what? A small group is obligated in a mitzvah, the vast majority is not, there's no gzeir d'rabba. No gzeir d'rabba. Wow, that's a stunning Ran against the Ritva. He says, you see that from the case of Hazah. Hazah. You know, there's a fascinating idea in such a kiddush lahalacha. Is this really true? Is this really true? Rav Chaim Zonnenfeld, the Baal Diskin. Let's assume the following. Let's assume the Purim Shechal B'Shabbos. Purim Shechal B'Shabbos. Meaning, Tesvav, Yerushalayim, falls on Shabbos. We can never have Yadav falling on Shabbos, but Tesvav, yes. So that's the famous Purim Mishulash. Purim Mishulash. No? Oh, so what happens? You have to go through all the dinim, but the Kriya Samigillah is on Thursday night and Friday. No? Thursday and Friday. Wow, that sounds like a stunning... why exactly is that true? Because they can't read the Megillah on Shabbos because of Gzeirat Rabbah. No? Gzeirat Rabbah. So it's from Shechal v'Shabbos. Ooh, Megillah Daf Dalet. So they're going to lay in the Megillah at Thursday night and Friday. That sounds like an amazing construct. Now, for us, reading the Megillah, let's say on Thursday night and Friday, that's a mitzvah Midivrei Kabbalah. And for B'nai Yerushalayim, reading the Megillah on Thursday night and Friday is a Din D'Rabbanan because of Gzeirat Rabbah. The whole world could be reading the Megillah at the same time with different chiyuvim. Different chiyuvim. You know, I'm going to knock on the door of the Ben Yerushalayim and say, you know what? My mitzvah is Divrei Kabbalah. You're just a Gzeir Darabba, the Darabbana. Who says you can be Motsimi in Kriya Samigillah? No? It's a fascinating Indian. Oh, so you ready for this? No? This Bar Mitzvah Bacher. His Bar Mitzvah is Shabbos. Tesvav. When is he going to lay in the Megillah? Yudalit, Thursday and Friday as a katan. He's going to lay in the Megillah Thursday and Friday as a katan. Wow. Yeah. And he becomes Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos, and he was Yotzi with yesterday's Kriya. Is that really true? What about the following stunning psak? That small group of people, now, the Bachrim who become Bar Mitzvah on Tesvav, let them lay in the Megillah on Shabbos on Tesvav. Gzeirat Rabba, only applies in the Slecho Yisrael. But if you have a mitzvah that's only incumbent upon a select few, all of Klal Yisrael is going to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Thursday and Friday. So this unique, special group, you know, those ketanim who became Bar Mitzvah and Tesvav, the lame, what do you mean, Itkalu? That was like a psak in Eretz Yisrael, a psak of Merle Diskin and others. Now, that small group should lay the Megillah on Purim Shechal B'Shabbos. That's something which is pretty stunning. Now, but that's expansion of our case, that there's a Gzeir D'Rabbah in the case of Hazah, So Tosfos writes the following, you know what? Lav Mosa Psika. Mosa Hadavad HaChachamim. Mosa Hadavad HaChachamim. Okay. Mosa Hadavad HaChachamim. Chedush Rabbi Kivayga, here in Arda, and the Chivas Rabbi Kivayga, Madura Kamas Simen Yud Gimel, Rabbi Kivayga writes the following, maybe not. You know what all those Gemaras mean, the Tosfos quotes, Hamidah Divrayim, you know what all those Gemaras mean? Very simply as follows. Hamidah Divrayim means the following. Oh, this is a Din D'Oraisa. Whoa, I'm going to take that pretty seriously. This is only a Din D'Rabbanan. I don't have to take that so seriously. A person says, I'm real, I'm Aretz. You know, everything to me is a suffix. You know, so it's a Din D'Oraisa. Sveik of D'Oraisa is l'chomra. It's a Din D'Rabbanan. Suffix run is l'kula. Now, why is it a suffix? Because I don't know. Any of that. See, you know what Hamidacham Divreya means? We're going to equate the Din D'Rabbanan with the Din D'Oraisa. Oh, that's Rabbi Kivayga, no doubt. That's Hamidah Divrei. Ahashva. an equation. That don't argue, for a mitzvah the Raisa will do this, but for mitzvah the Rabbanan will do that. No. That's mamish asilus azulebe. That's hamina divrehem. That's hamina divrehem. Whatever would be asu when you're dealing with the din daraisa is going to be asu when you're with the din daraban. That's hamina divrehem. Hamina divrehem means to treat the din darabanan as though it's a din daraisa. That's hamina divrehem. So therefore, let's assume, for example, a case, for example, of Isma. It's a mila on Shabbos. Would you be allowed to violate Hotzah Daraisa for mila on Shabbos? Absolutely not. You cannot be mechal Shabbos Daraisa in order to do a mitzvah mila bismana. That's the shita of the chachamim, not the argav liyezer. Oh, see what hamita d'rei means? So we're going to treat Hotzah a karmelist like Hotzah Rishus Arabim. That's a midu divrehem. Whatever would be usher, had it been a din daraisa, is going to be usher, despite the fact that it's only a din darabanan. Oh, so whatever we would not allow absolute hotzah, we're not going to allow hotzah derag gagos or tarpikos or chatzeros. That's a midu divrehem. Let's say, for example, a separate question. You have two dinim daraisa. One is an Esei Shesh Bokaris. And one is an Esei Shein Bokaris. And the Gemara says, you know, sometimes Yavo Esei Shesh Bokaris, Yidcha Esei Shein Bokaris, our Gemara. Of course that's true. That there could be a hierarchy of an Esei Shesh Bokaris is more chum than Esei Shein Bokaris. And if push comes to shove, A will be Docha B. Hamina Derem just simply means don't argue that therefore every time you have a din d'rabanan, we're going to treat that din d'rabanan, you know, as though k'mandalesadani. That's a mitzvah divrehem. And therefore, because grace, there's no skir at all. It's not really that it's lav milsa d'psika. Sometimes we allow something to override, sometimes we don't. Whenever it comes to an override, we'll apply all the klalim. Esed o'chalos say, or kares versus em kares, we're going to apply all those klalim. The one cloud we're not going to apply is, this is only in Issa d'Rabbanan. Don't worry. Hamina chamim means, Hishvu chachamim Issa d'Rabbanan Issa d'Araisa. So we're not going to distinguish between Hotzon or Shusaram as opposed to Hotzon or Karmas. And if there's no steer, there's no steer whatsoever. If we had to engage in Hazah, we would allow Chilul Shabbos d'Araisa to engage in Hazah? Absolutely not. So you cannot go ahead and engage in Issa d'Rabbanan for the case of Hazah. That's Hishvu d'Rabbanan. Rabbi Kvega writes that again, you don't have to assume that, you know, just Masa Kosla Acham to figure out, in this case, is there this Shash and this Adash? That really is the cloud. The cloud is to go ahead and to equate. That's an important consideration. Well, okay. Tosus is bothered by another simple problem. But you know what? Our Gemara says that there was a real crisis. But you know what? Matan Bahonos requires the Azara, and Bia B'miktus is Shma Bia, and the Mitzvah can't enter the Hazara. So this is our solution. You know what? The Muskal Rishon, the default position, is that every entranceway, every shahr is dino klifnim. In Mikdash, we were mekadesh the shahr. So every other shahr is dino klifnim. Okay. In order to solve this problem, we did something pretty radical. No, we are not going to be Mekadesh the Shar Nikanor. And that will allow the Mitzora to go ahead and to enter the Shar Nikanor in order to have the Matan Bahonos into the Azara, and that will resolve our difficulty. Isn't that solution kind of extreme? I understand we really have a problem. The Mitzora cannot enter, but the Mitzora must enter. I got that. You know? So the answer is, let's not be Mekadesh. I have a simple solution. You know what that's called? You know, you're at the corner and there's a car that's blocking your way. You know what you're going to tell the driver? Just back up. Just back up. No? Isn't that a simple solution? Just back up. Back up. Be Mekadesh the Sharon Nikanor. Like you're Mekadesh every Sharon the Beis HaMikdash. So now the Sharon Nikanor has a Kedusha, Kedusha Sazara. And let the Mitzora stand, just back up, stand in the Ezra's Nashim, and let his, extend his limbs into the Sharon Nikanor, and do the Matan Bahoros. Like, why is the solution so radical, no? The answer is, against what we did when it comes to every other Shar, we're not going to go ahead and be Mekadesh. The Sharon Nikanor, be Mekadesh, the Sharon Nikanor, Dino Kazara, and tell the Mitzora, just back up a few feet, no? Just stand at the Ezra's Nashim and reach into the Sharon Nikanor, and we'll do the Matan Bahonos. Why do we have to? Wow, that's pretty choshuv, no? Sinur Rabbeinu Tam says, yeah, that would have made perfect sense. That's day two, no? Rabbeinu Tam. You know why we didn't do that? Because of the Takana Samitzurayim. Sometimes it's really hot. Rabbeinu Tam, no? Sometimes it's pouring rain. You're going to tell them it's Sarah stand there, there's Nashim. He's going to get drenched. He's going to get sunburned. No? That's like really inconvenient. No? So you know what? Very, very simply, part of the Takana Sametzorayim, let's make it as pleasant as we can. Let them stand in a sheltered area in order to go ahead and do the Mekabel, the Matan Bahonos. That would have been a great solution. Just back up. But back up would mean you're not sheltered. That there's no roof over your head. Yeah, sometimes that can be very trying. So therefore, the Chachamim said, you know what? Out of care, out of concern. So stand in the Shar. You'll be sheltered. You'll be protected. Protected from the sun. Protected by the rain. And do the Matan Bahonos. Wow, that's really the time. That's a Benetam. Wow, wow. And then you have the Rivan. That's the first day in Tosus. No, that would not work. That would not work. That's a great Kiddush. That would not work. What do you mean? You're going to extend your limbs into the Sharon Nikanor. The Pasuk says, Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem. Yudalit Yudalit. Lifnei Hashem. And you know what the Rivan says? Incredible. Ein ze lifnei Hashem. That's not lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem means in the avir ha'azara. The chalal of the azara. You're not in the cavity of the azara. You're standing in the shar. What do you mean? I was mekadesh the shar. Whoa. Good, you're mekadesh the shar. You know what? It has a kedushas azara. That is true. So anybody who can't enter the azara is not allowed to enter the shar. But it doesn't have the status of Lifnei Hashem. It doesn't have the status of Avir HaAzara. Avir HaAzara. Wow. So that would not be acceptable for Matan Bahonos. The Matan Bahonos has to be Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem means Ba'azara. And even if you're Mekadesh, an ancillary area, it does not have the status of Azara. It does not have the status of Lifnei Hashem. And that, forget about the convenience of the Mitzora. That's not an option. That's not an option. Wow, wow. That's very choshev, no? Now this is where I want you to see the Brisker Rav. Take a look at this carefully. And the Brisker Rav writes the following. This is very, very poignant. You know what? When you look in Rabbi Yotam, you look in the Rivan. Their sole concern is that the Matan Bahonos has to be Lifnei Hashem. The Matan Bahonos have to be Lifnei Hashem. Well, so according to Rivan, that means Bazara Mamish, in the Chalal, Bavra Zara. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that's not true. If you're Mekadesh the Shar, so if it has the Kedusha Sazara, so the Matan Bahonos is Lifnei Hashem. Their sole concern is, where is the Matan Donos taking place? The answer is, it's going to take place in the Shaar. Is that called Azara? Is that not called Azara? The Rav Amar says it is not called Azara. But Zom says if in the Kaddish Yesh is called Azara. But in one word, no. Their only concern is the Matan Baonos. As opposed to what? Well, what else should I be concerned with? The Matan Baonos has to be an Azara. The Matan Baonos has to be an Azara. I'll tell you another incredible concern. You mean where the Mitzora is standing? Where the Mitzora is standing is of no consequence? Where the Mitzora is standing is irrelevant. Irrelevant. The positioning of the Mitzora is absolutely irrelevant. The only critical factor is, where is the Matan Baonos? Is it so obvious that, you know what, this Mitzora had exceedingly long limbs, he could stand wherever he wants as long as the Matan Baonos occurs in the Azara? Isn't there any need for the Mitzora to stand and to be stood in a certain place? Doesn't the Pasuk say, Vehemid ha-Kohen ha-Metaher eis ha-Ish ha-Mitaher? The Kohen has to position this Mitzora lifnei Hashem. Is that completely irrelevant? Rabbi Natan, I'm assuming that's really irrelevant. The only thing we're concerned about is where the Matan Baonos occurs. And if you can stand in the Ezras Nashim, which doesn't have any status of Nei Hashem, and you can reach in someplace, that would be good. You know what I'll tell you? Oh, I'll tell you there are two dinim. One is, where does the Mitzora position himself? Where does the Mitzora stand? Number two, where does the Matan Baonos take place? Both are considered to be critical. And even if you can come up with the Hechatimtza, that he's standing outside Matan Baonos, who says that's good? Who says? One thing is clear. If you're going to be Mekadesh, the Shaar Nikanor, the Matan Baonos, let's assume, could occur there, but the Mitzora is standing in the Ezras Nashim. Who says that's acceptable? So take a look at the Bristurav with the Rai, is that there are two dinim. Not just where the Matan Baonos takes place, but where the Mitzora is positioned. And therefore, that's exactly why that exquisite positioning Shaar Nikanor was necessary. Okay, so take a look at that, then we'll... I'm not going to...